I'm good, Sean. How are you?
Good. Are we still saying Happy New Year? Let's do it. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Wish you guys at Find Edmonton all the best, and you as well. Now, I saw a couple of tweets from Find Edmonton recently. This morning's lovely. Today, three kids moving out of homelessness with their families, and we're furnishing 12 homes thanks to donations. Then you scroll down a little bit, and it's a picture of your warehouse, and it's rather empty.
It's a little empty, yeah.
Yeah. So what do we got to do here?
We need the community to come together, donate some furniture, and help make the lives.
Somebody wants to talk with you.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, that's awesome. Who's that? That's your pup?
That's Greta, yeah.
Oh, love it.
We need the community to come together, donate some furniture that's, you know, just sitting around collecting dust and could really help somebody else create a new home.
You know, we were talking on the show recently about an organized home sets the tone for the entire year, apparently. Not at my house, but apparently there are some homes. And the best way to do that is to do a little decluttering and, you know, just walk around. Take a look. Do we need that anymore? Maybe we can donate it.
Yeah, and I think in the new year, people are looking at their spaces being like, maybe it's time for an upgrade. And, you know, our older furniture could serve somebody a little bit better than it could.
And what sort of things do you need?
Oh, we're always in need of couches, love seats, dressers, apartment-sized kitchen tables, chairs, TV stands, I mean, you name it.
Now, if somebody's listening going, okay, I've got that stuff to donate, where is this stuff going? Maybe you can fill them in on what Find Edmonton does.
Yeah, absolutely. So Find Edmonton is a social enterprise of Homeward Trust Edmonton. So we support over 17 agencies across the city who are moving people out of homelessness. We set them up with essential furniture packages free of charge so they can help make their new space a home.
So you're on the front line, like you're literally changing lives. These people are coming out of some of the worst in their life, and you're changing it for the better.
Absolutely, yeah. When you're going from sleeping rough or sleeping in shelter, getting into a new home really gives you some autonomy, some safety, security, warmth, comfort. It really just changes the whole trajectory of your journey.
Have you ever been there for one of those, here's your new apartment and here's all the furniture? Have you been there for one of those moments, one of those unveilings, dare I say?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of our participants are really so excited. It can be overwhelming in a lot of ways, especially if you've been sleeping rough for a long time. We've had, you know, participants who have maybe slept outside for 30 years and are just getting their new home. So it can be a really overwhelming journey, but it's also one of the most exciting parts of their
journey. Yeah. Lots of hugs and lots of tears, I'm guessing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We get to be part of the best part, I think.
I think so. I would love to be there for that. All right. Now, if they want some more information on Find Edmonton, where are they going?
Excellent question. We are on all socials at FindYEG, or you can head to our website, findedmonton.com.
And you can do a little shopping, by the way. If you don't have anything to donate, go to findedmonton.com. You can do a little shopping online. They've got some great antiques, collectibles, all sorts of stuff that you get donated.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got two different stores. We've got a brick and mortar located at 5121 22nd Street, and then also our online boutique. And those shops house the donations that cannot be used in the program, but with the proceeds going right back into the program to help us purchase items that otherwise can't be donated.
Online, findedmonton.com. They need your stuff. Janine, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sean. We appreciate you.